should be ready all the time. Amen. Even to preach a sermon. I believe you could do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's interesting when you prepare and on the way here, the Lord was changing some things, and he changed it the third time, Ty A. So you don't have any of my scriptures. Hallelujah. And I might not even need any, praise God. Who knows? It's just so good, amen, to be in the house of the Lord. We're going to do something a little bit different tonight to start out with. And if I have time, I'll preach some. Run around the church some, whatever we're going to do tonight. Hallelujah. How many of you enjoyed Pastor Judy's message this morning? How many of you choked on it? Oh, God. Tomorrow's D-Day. I'm going to fast. Hallelujah. I trust that her message encouraged you, gave you some instruction on how to do that. But I want to ask a few of you, if you will. She told you to write some things down. Some of you have been believing God for some things. But it's good to give voice to it so we as a congregation can get in agreement with you. Amen? And I'm not going to call you up, spare the moment. I mean, just like I said, it'd be instant season, out of season. Amen? But you should have been thinking about it. What will your life look like by the end of next year? I mean, this year, in December 2023. What have you written down? What have you thought about? Anyone want to come up and share? It's all quiet. This is not school, you know. Amen? Okay, Dean. Hallelujah.
I get a mic and everything.
I'll hold on to the mic, though.
Okay. Well, the first thing I thought about was my business.
Okay.
And I'm converting my business and doing it a little different, so I'm just believing for a lot of success in that business and a lot of, you know, help with that.
Okay.
And the other thing is my two kids, that they'll get at least, if nothing else, closer to God than they are now. So
put a picture of them in church. And
yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, God is a good God all the time. Amen? And we're going to see breakthrough this year. Breakthrough this year. New beginnings. New beginnings. Hallelujah. Caitlin, do you have anything? You've been thinking about it? Yeah, come on. She's a first-year Bible school student, so she better be taking notes.
I'm believing God for a house.
A house?
And for my family to be saved.
Okay. You want to cut out some pictures?
Yeah.
All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a good thing. Amen? Hallelujah. Get a vision of what you want to see. And like Pastor Judy gave that illustration, write it down on a piece of paper and carry it with you every day. Take it out and confess it. Look over it. Mull over it. Because God wants to do some mighty things in your life. And listen, 2022, we gave you the scripture, Ephesians 3:20. And just don't push that aside just because the year is over with. Amen? That's a continued thing. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think, according to the power that is at resonant inside of you. Amen? Hallelujah. Pastor Judy and I, we're we're believing God for some great things for Living Word. Amen? And the congregation. Believe in God for health this year. Why do we have to put up with COVID? Amen? And many of you have been attacked by that. We need to get over the top of that thing and begin to walk in the authority that God has called us to walk in. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to stand to your feet right now and lift up your hands. Then I want you to welcome the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah. And if the Lord wants me to continue this, we will in a little bit. Just bless him. Lord, I bless you. Thank you, Father. I thank you that we have an opportunity to enter into 21 days of victory, 21 days of glory. Don't think about it as, oh, I'm going to starve, okay? 21 days of phenomenal presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Hallelujah. He's going to download some things in your life, amen, that just, you know, I just repented for not being, you know, I kind of, like Pastor Judy said, I taught her to fast. We fasted for everything, but, you know, you just start operating in whatever you operate in. We got to get back to God. We got to get back to seeking God. We have to get back to visualizing. Visualize what you're believing God for. See it. Think. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Amen. It's the power of the Holy Spirit within you. There's treasures, the Bible says, in earthen vessels. Amen. You have the treasure, and that's the Holy Spirit. He's your helper, your guide, your intercessor, your paraclete, one called alongside to help you. And Father, I thank you for this congregation. I thank you, Father, that we represent the entire body. Amen. Those are not here tonight. Lord, we just thank you for an outbreak of your glory in 2023. Just the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you might know what it's going to look like. You can see it in vision form. Praise God. Some of you might not know what it looks like, but you just say whatever it looks like. See, the 120 in the upper room didn't know what it looked like. We know what it looked like because we can read their experience. But hey, when the Holy Spirit showed up in that upper room, they had no idea what it was going to look like. Glory to God. Other than Jesus told them to go tarry until they received power from on high. And I'm telling you what, the church, oh glory to God, is receiving the power. Not just our church, I believe it's going to be all over the United States. We're going to see an awakening and all over the world. We're going to see a breakthrough, a breakout of the glory of God. You say, how can things change? Well, I'll tell you, things cannot change without the hand of God coming down, amen, and doing what he's done before, amen. Glory to God. This nation's been in bleak, dire circumstances before, and God always showed up with a great awakening. Amen? Even during the Revolutionary War and all the things that this nation has gone through, God had great awakenings. Amen? Hallelujah. Because people were hungry. Say, I'm hungry for the things of the Spirit. I'm hungry for the things of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Go ahead and be seated for a moment, okay? Glory to God. I want Isaiah chapter 43. I brought this out on Christmas morning. But this is a scripture that last year is gone. The year before that is gone. Your past is. Can't do it. Can't change it. You cannot change what happened in your past. Hallelujah. So why not start with a clean slate? Amen. Why not just start out like, man, you just received Christ tonight. Hallelujah. Baptized with the Holy Spirit and you're just hungry. You're just, oh, hallelujah. Praise God. You're just going to jump in. Not ankle deep, but the whole thing. The whole thing. Hallelujah. All the times that we've had wrecked faith. What are you doing back there? Hallelujah. Do I need to move? See, this pulpit, I can just carry it anywhere, even down there. Even to the back. Is it? No, the green light's off. Hallelujah. All right. Okay, Isaiah 43, verse 18 through 21. Now listen to this. Do not remember the former things. And Paul said that. Forgetting those things which are what? Behind. Maybe you thought at the beginning of 2022 you were going to maybe some New Year's resolutions, that you were going to get closer to God, that you were going to do certain things, and one reason or another it did not happen, and you found yourself at the end of the year not accomplishing those things that you thought you should have accomplished. Forget it. Say forget it.
Forget it.
Okay. And God was telling, although God gave Israel memorials, and the reason why he gave God gave Israel memorials was for them to look back at the crossing of the Red Sea. Amen? Hallelujah. He told Jacob to build a memorial. Pastor Judy touched on Jacob this morning when he wrestled with the Lord, because that was a change that took place in his life. And it's good to go back to those experiences, because if God did it once, he can do it again, and he'll do it better than he did last time.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
But the former things, we need to forget. We cannot rely on last year's anointing, on last year's experiences, last year's encounters. We need a fresh encounter with the Holy Spirit. Every one of us. I mean, we've all been touched by God in different ways and in different times, different seasons in our life. But we need a new encounter with God, with the Holy Spirit this year. Amen? And that's what you need to put in your fasting during these 21 days. That, hallelujah. That all, along with everything else, my purpose is to encounter the presence of the Holy Spirit like I've never encountered him before. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid of him. Just invite him into your bedroom. Invite him into your kitchen. Invite him all over the place. Glory to God to interact with you and to talk to him. Say good morning to him every morning and just fellowship with him, because he's the one that's going to take you down the road that you're going to go. Amen. To see phenomenal things this year. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Okay, so he tells Israel, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. That's why we say that new beginnings. New beginnings. Hallelujah. Say, I have a new beginning.
I have a new beginning.
Starting right now.
Starting right now.
Hallelujah. In your family, in your relationships, in whatever. Whatever hasn't worked before, forget it, and this is a new start. Amen?
Amen.
So he goes on to say, now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches. There's a lot of jackals around, amen? Because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people. Say, Lord, I want to drink. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, invite us. Come and drink. Hallelujah. We'll thirst no more. And rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. And this people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. They shall declare my praise. We cannot become satisfied with what we've had in the past. We've got to press on to the things of the Spirit. To the things of the Spirit. You want to see your family come into the kingdom of God. You want to see things change. Well, you know, I mean, praise God for the word of faith. Praise God for what we teach here. Amen. It's changed people's lives. It's literally saved people's life from death. Amen. We've seen people healed of cancer, and we're a Holy Spirit church and a Word church. We put the combination together because the letter kills, but the Spirit makes it alive. Amen. And as pastor, from my upbringing, okay, touched with the fire of God, touched with the Holy Spirit, early days of my life and ministry, I just refuse to go back. I refuse to, you know, and there have been times I have to confess that I've become cold and because of the battle. There is a battle back in New England. There is warfare back here in New England. Hallelujah. And don't think there isn't. How many of you have got on a plane and touched your feet on another state or somewhere else and you just felt freedom? Now, we felt that over and over again. I mean, when we first came back here, right? You know, Pastor Judy mentioned this morning that we fasted to get out of here. Well, that kind of fast didn't work. Glory to God. But, you know, I remember when we were back here 2, 3 years, 4 years, and things, you know, just fighting against all the powers of darkness back here, witchcraft and whatever was going on, that, you know, we'd go out to California, we'd go to Tulsa. My God, that was the worst place to go. I mean, you wanted to stay there, you know what I mean? Praise God. I remember going to... when Oral Roberts was still living there, had Charismatic Bible Ministries that we joined up, we were in the Mabee Center and there at ORU, and that was a period of our life that we were going through challenges and things that, you know, we were wondering and wavering, and that's one thing we have to stop doing. God knows exactly where you are, and he's got you here for a purpose. Amen? But I remember in that great Mabee Center that seen spiritual giants, T.L. Osborne and Morris Arello and Oral Roberts, and just the giants walk out on that platform. The anointing hit, man, I tell you. Praise God. And just, you know, just the atmosphere charged with you're around that kind of stuff. And I was privileged to be in a Catherine Kuhlman meeting and just, you know, see the glory and the power. You just want it, you're hungry for it. You just are never satisfied until, God, I want more. Amen. I want more of you. I want more. I want to see people touched. And the Apostle Paul had that same degree. He said, I mean, he taught us the New Testament, most of the New Testament. Praise God for revelation. But he said, I did not come to you with words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration, in power of the Holy Spirit. And my desire is, even on Sunday mornings when maybe the unchurched comes into the, we should expect the atmosphere of holiness, you know, healing and just the presence of the Lord. But when people walk in on this property, even though we don't own it, that they will sense and be impacted by the power of God, by the glory of God. How many of you felt something different when you walked in the church? Amen? You newbies, you newer ones that have come in. And see, we want more of that. Amen? More, more, more. Say more.
More.
More of your presence, more of your power, more of the demonstration of your spirit. Not necessarily wildness, but just where people are touched and changed by his glory. Hallelujah. And I'm hungry for that. And I hope you are too. I hope I put a hunger in your heart. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Isaiah 43:3, for I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring. Those of you that are believing God for your family, what a scripture. It's Isaiah 44:3. I will pour my spirit out on your descendants and my blessing upon your offspring. Hallelujah. That's all Peter said on the day of Pentecost. Amen. This is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel in the last days. I will pour my spirit out. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Woo, glory to God. Get that picture. Sons and daughters. They'll dream dreams. They'll have visions. Praise God. Supernatural. Hallelujah. John chapter 3, verse 38. In the Passion Translation, Jesus said, believe in me so that rivers, say rivers, of living water will burst out from where? Within you. Where's it going to come from? Within me. Within you. Rivers of living water. Rivers of gushing water. I spent several years in Arizona, and we had what they would call flash floods because of the hills in the desert and so on and so forth. They had washes that water, it wouldn't even be raining in the town that you lived in, but in the mountains, they would have a thunderstorm and there would be rain, it'd be downpours, and it would create rivers. And there would be so much force in those and in that water coming together that it would literally cut out avenues by which the water flowed, and we would have them come through town. And we've seen people's cars washed away by the power and the force of that water. So if a natural river and the force and the power of a natural river, you think of the Mississippi River and other rivers, okay, that has overflowed its banks and so on and so forth. Well, the power of the Spirit is like a living water with a force that's able and capable to change anything in its way. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. And it says it'll flow from Pastor Ed. No. It'll flow from you, your innermost being. It'll bubble up. How many of you have experienced that? Raise your hand. If you haven't, you need to. Where you just... I mean, it washes everything. It washes everything. Glory to God. It comes up on the inside of you. Your spirit, man. The Holy Spirit. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid of experiences with God. One great person, man of God, talked, I think it was Charles Finney talks about, or was it John G. Lake, talks about the lightnings of God. The lightnings of God, the power of God, the glory of God. I want to experience those things in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Amen. Innermost being, just like the scripture says. Hallelujah. Okay, in John chapter 7, verse 37, and I know that we know some of these scriptures already, but I just want to share with some of you that's kind of on the bank, watching the water go by. You're just not sure about this experience with God. You know, we like to be in control. We do. For the most part, a lot of us like to be in control of our emotions. We like to be tough, you guys. Amen. And some of you ladies too. And the worst thing I hate is when I get up here like this morning and I begin to sing and the anointing comes on me and I start crying. Because as a man, I don't like to do that. In the natural, I don't like it. But it's something that you need to allow the Holy Spirit, whether it's laughing, whether it's crying, whether it's rolling on the floor, running around the church, or just sitting in your seat, just taking it all in. Let the Holy Spirit orchestrate what he wants to do in your life and when he wants to do it. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. John chapter 7, this is a Message Bible. On the final, verse 37, on the final and climatic day of the feast, Jesus took his stand and he cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Rivers of living water will brim and spill out of the depths of anyone who believes in me this way. Just as the scripture says," he said this in regard to the Spirit whom those who believed in him were about to receive. Talking about the 120. "For the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not been glorified." So when Jesus was taken up into heaven and was glorified, that allowed the Holy Spirit to come and invade the earth. And he did it starting with 120 in that upper room. Just mere people. They weren't theologians. They were fishermen. They were doctors. They were lawyers. They're Mary, the mother of Jesus. The women was up there included. What a day that must have been. What a day. How they came out of that upper room into the streets of Jerusalem, and Peter had to say, "We're not drunk, as you suppose, but we're just filled with the Holy Ghost." Amen. This is that which is prophesied. And we're living in the age of the Holy Spirit. And we need to yield ourselves. We need to open ourselves up to that kind of moving of the Holy Spirit within us, the fire of God. John, in the book of Luke, chapter 3, says this. John intervened. He said, "I'm baptizing you here in the river, but the main character in this drama, to whom I'm a mere stagehand, will ignite the kingdom life, a fire, the Holy Spirit within you, changing you from the inside out. He's going to cleanse your house." Amen. Make clean sweep of your lives. He'll place everything true in its proper place before God. Everything false, he'll put out with the trash to be burned. That's a Message translation of that. But think about what it's saying. You'll be changed from the inside out. How many of you have been changed from the inside out that you've allowed the Holy Spirit? There's a lot more. You think you're done being changed. We've just started being changed. Amen? There's still too much flesh. Hallelujah. There's still too much flesh hanging on us. We got to be spirit-led. And this fasting, these 21 days of fasting, if you will do it correctly, it will push you onward to the place where you're sanctified, to where God can use you. Amen. In a very special way. Maybe some of you say, "Lord, I know you have something more for me. What is it? What is it, God? What's in my future?" Let him prepare. These seasons of prayer, these seasons of fasting is a perfect time for him to do adjustments on the inside of you. And it won't always feel good. Come on now. Your flesh will fight it. But you've been doing it your way. That's a world song. "I did it my way." And where does it get you? Nowhere. We do it God's way. You guys are really quiet tonight. Maybe I need to preach it on a Sunday morning. There was a man of God who prophesied over a church. He said this. He said, "The fire is coming to your church, and it will spread to other churches." And this is something I'm fasting. This is part of my 21-day. Say, "God, you said this." Amen? To a reputable man of God. Just wasn't a flake out there. He said, "The fire is coming to your church, and it will spread to other churches. People from far and near will come to our church. The building we want will be built, and the people will come. There is the Holy Spirit, and people will look for the source of the fire, and it will be in your church." Hallelujah. Fire of God. Why not us? Then I've heard it time and time again. Not many churches like ours. And when we let God do what he wants to do, we might be the only one like ours. Hallelujah. I heard a prophecy this year, at the end of the year, by a prominent prophet of God that talked about fire being seen on church buildings once more, as they did in Azusa Street. That the glory of God would come into sanctuaries, and just as it did in Solomon's temple, and the priests could not minister because of the glory, because of the cloud. Even paralyzed people will be healed. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Hey, it can't be done by man or by man power. It's got to be done by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And how many of you are with me and say, Holy Spirit, we're hungry. We want to see it in our church. We want to see it manifested in our families. Hallelujah. We're hungry. We're entering into this 21 days of fasting, Lord, to seek your face. Amen. To see changes, to see the atmosphere just ignited with your glory, an explosion of God's power. Hey, when that happened on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 were saved in one day. Woo, glory to God. Talking about an evangelistic event that wasn't even planned. Amen. You read the history of some of the revivalists in the past, Charles Finney and others that went into towns and all the bar rooms closed up, everything closed up when the power of God fell. It would change a whole community. That's kind of what happened in Jerusalem. 3,000 were saved in one day. And then if you keep on reading, it says that many were added to the church daily, such as should be saved. And that is a New Testament pattern. We are in a New Testament era. I don't care. It looks dark out there. Things don't look good in the natural. But where there's sin, much more does the grace of God abound. Hallelujah. Where there's darkness, their light will dispel it. And we are the carriers of that light. And Jesus said, so let your light shine to be seen of men. Don't put it under a bushel. Don't put it and hide it. It's time for us to glow with the glory of God. I remember testimony, and I'm going to end. Remember Jerry Savelle saying one time that he was just... It was on a Saturday, his day off, and he was walking in one of the malls in, I think, in Fort Worth or somewhere in Texas. Saturday morning, this is at a mall. Think of the Braintree Mall, South Shore Mall. He's walking, minding his own business. And all of a sudden, his lady started coming at him. From afar off. And she said, I was praying this morning. I don't know if she needed healing or whatever it was, but I was praying that God would lead me to the right person. And when I saw this light, say light. See, he didn't know it, but he was glowing with this radiance. And this lady saw the radiance. She didn't know who it was. She just saw this radiance about him, the glory that led her to him. And he was able to minister the power of God and healing to her. And that can happen to every one of us. Amen? And it shouldn't be a sporadic thing. I want to get to the point where it's all the time, man. Where it's all the time. You go to Walmart for something and nobody, you just can't get in there and out because somebody's going to grab you and say, there's something about you. My family member is dying with cancer. Will you pray for this person? Will you do that? Will you do that? Amen. Come on now. Hallelujah. Where people will come and grab you on your job and say, I don't know what, there's something different about you. You don't cuss. You don't kick the tire when your car's, you know. There's just something. There's a glow about you, the glory. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. In fact, I do have that right here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. You are a container of the Holy Spirit. The Passion Translation puts it this way. We are like common clay jars that carry this glorious treasure within so that this immeasurable power will be seen as God's and not ours. Amen. Stand with me.